In Psalm 63, David said, "My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches." To help you focus your thoughts upon God at the close of this day, we bring you this devotional meditation, From Morning and Evening, by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the great English preacher of the 19th century. This evening's text is found in Psalm 28 and verse 9. Lift them up forever. God's people need lifting up. They are very heavy by nature. They have no wings, or if they have, they are like the dove of old which lay among the pots, and they need divine grace to make them mount on wings covered with silver and with feathers of yellow gold. By nature sparks fly upward, but the sinful souls of men fall downward. O Lord, lift them up forever. David himself said, "Unto thee, O God, do I lift up my soul." And he here feels the necessity that other men's souls should be lifted up as well as his own. When you ask this blessing for yourself, forget not to seek it for others also. There are three ways in which God's people require to be lifted up. They require to be elevated in character. Lift them up, O Lord. Do not suffer thy people to be like the world's people. The world lieth in the wicked one. Lift them out of it. The world's people are looking after silver and gold, seeking their own pleasures and the gratification of their lusts. But, Lord, lift thy people up above all this. Keep them from being muckrakers, as John Bunyan calls the man who was always scraping after gold. Set thou their hearts upon their risen Lord and the heavenly heritage. Moreover, believers need to be prospered in conflict. In the battle, if they seem to fall, O Lord, be pleased to give them the victory. If the foot of the foe be upon their necks for a moment, help them to grasp the sword of the Spirit, and eventually to win the battle. Lord, lift up thy children's spirits in the day of conflict. Let them not sit in the dust, mourning forever. Suffer not the adversary to vex them sore, and make them fret. But if they have been, like Hannah, persecuted, let them sing of the mercy of a delivering God. We may also ask our Lord to lift them up at the last. Lift them up by taking them home. Lift their bodies from the tomb, and raise their souls to thine eternal kingdom in glory. This meditation was taken from Morning and Evening by C.H. Spurgeon. Please listen each evening at this same time for Morning and Evening.